Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, Shay. My name is Lewis Bell. And last night I was looking on my T-Mobile account. And somehow somebody said I purchased something from you all company, in which I didn't. I just called my credit card, talking about some diet supplement. But the email I got said some AirBuds.
Okay, yes, sir, I can better assist you. Let me have your zip code so I can pull up your account.
35068.
Okay, Mr. Bell, can I have you verify your shipping address for me?
3591 Stony Brook Drive, apartment 304.
City and state for me.
Excuse me?
City and state?
Fortundale, Alabama.
Okay, yes, sir. I do see here back on January the 9th where you ordered some earbuds for $5.99 and an earbud case for
$9.99. Yes.
Okay, yes, sir.
I have that.
Okay, yes, sir. That charge that you were saying come up on your account is just for the earbuds itself.
Of course. That was a free gift. It's supposed to be $100 free gift. And I had to pay the tax.
No, sir, I do apologize for that inconvenience. However, it's not a free...
Well, I hadn't used anything. I can return all that because I thought this was from T-Mobile, and it's not even T-Mobile because that's what it said, a T-Mobile promotion.
Yes, sir, I do.
And that's what it's saying on my email, T-Mobile. And this company is not even T-Mobile. It says some diet supplement that I ordered for $79.99. That's what it said on my credit card charge.
Okay, yes, sir, I do. Apologize for the information. But how would you like if I tell you I can get you a 35% discount off any future orders?
I don't want nothing from this company. I don't know, period. Because y'all using T-Mobile as a front, and you're not part of T-Mobile.
Yes, sir. How about a 50% discount?
I don't want anything but my money back to my card. And I can mail you your earbuds and that. What Fitbit watch back, which don't even have a plug to it. I hadn't used any of it.
Okay, yes, sir. I can get an account canceled out for you. But before I do so, I'd like to offer you my special savings of 75% discount off any future orders.
Ma'am, I don't want anything. Period.
Oh, okay, yes, sir. Just hold the line. Okay, yes, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, let me pull over. I'm on the interstate. I'm going to pull over right now. All right, I'm pulling over. Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, yes, sir. That's much better. Okay, yes, sir. I'm just telling you to hold the line for me one moment while I get your account canceled out.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just getting your account looked at by my supervisor. Just bear with me one moment.
All right.
Okay, yes, sir. What I can do for you on the earbuds, I can offer you a 35% discount off of the earbuds.
Ma'am, I don't want that. Just send my return label to my email, and I return those back to you. I have it certified sent to you.
Okay, yes, sir. How about a 50% discount off of that charge?
I don't want them.
Okay, yes, sir. However, we're not able to accept those earbuds back, so you can just keep those earbuds, sir. You could just keep those for free. But can you just continue to hold for me one moment while I still get my supervisor to look over your account? Okay, yes, sir. At the venue account with my supervisor, she did offer me I can give you back a 50% refund off that fitness watch, and you'll be able to keep that product.
Ma'am, I don't want none of this. I need y'all to close my account out ASAP, period. I don't want none of it.
Yes, sir. That is understandable. I do have that account closed out for you. I'm just trying to see about this fitness watch charge, so you're not wanting to accept that 50% charge back, refund back?
I don't want anything. I need an email confirmation that my account is closed. I'm going to forward all this to my lawyer. These emails that I received from y'all and the text message saying y'all T-Mobile account. It's not T-Mobile.
Okay, yes, sir. Just hold the line for me, woman. Okay, yes, sir. I do have you fully refunded for $29.99 for their fitness watch. You are able to keep that watch discarded if you do not want to give it away. However, we cannot step it back. But I do have you refunded $29.99. However, for the earbuds, it is a valid charge.
Ma'am, I'm not paying for none of that. Like I said, either you're going to give me 100% back, or like I said, I get my lawyer involved. I have no problem with that. I keep them a retainer. Because you're not the company that you say you are.
Sir, I am a customer representative, sir.
T-Mobile? No, you're not. I talked to T-Mobile today.
I didn't say
about
I was
a $79.99 charge.
I didn't say it was
that's
a customer.
Okay, well, that's what the. That's
okay,
what
yes.
Said, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. How about a 35%?
Ma'am, refund all my money back. ASAP. We don't have anything else to talk about. Period.
Sir, I'm not going to be able to help you if you're going to be rude like that on the phone, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm not being rude.
You are being rude, sir. You're not giving me time to say anything I want to say. You're just talking.
I just want my money back. You don't work for my money. I work for my money. I want my money back.
No, I don't work for your money. I work for my money. That's why I'm...
That's right. I had a tornado just hit my house. I need my money back. I don't have time to play no games. So either you're going to give me my money back, or I take it
further. I do apologize for the inconvenience. However, these charges are valid. But as a courtesy, what I can do for you is to provide you with a 35% refund of that $79.99 charge.
Ma'am, you're going to give me 100% of my money back, period. Because I didn't authorize no charge last night at all.
Yes, sir. I'm not obligated to do anything, sir. I'm trying to give you a courtesy refund.
Ma'am, you're not... How you gonna courtesy me half of my money back? pay courtesy my money back.
Yes, sir, because you did agree to the terms and conditions, sir. When you checked that box, yes, sir. In order, in order to make this order, you just one moment, sir. Okay, yes, sir. As speaking with my supervisor, she did advise me I can give you a 50% refund of that $79.99.
You're still not listening to me, man. Like I said, I want all of my money back. I got a district manager work for T-Mobile. I'm going to take him and show them Leak where they pull up. Y'all pull up their website to offer people gifts, and it's not through T-Mobile. That's fraudulent. Do you not understand that?
Yes, sir. However, I do understand that, but it's not fraud, sir. Okay. We serve a seven different products with seven different companies.
You're not part of T-Mobile. When I click that link, it pulled up T-Mobile. Select your gift through T-Mobile. You're not part of T-Mobile, man. Flat out. So either you're going to give me all my money back, I'm going to go to my credit card company, I'm going to dispute it, and we're going to find whoever this company so-called is being run by. I'm going to get my money and then some.
Okay, yes, sir. After speaking with my manager about this account, she did advise me to give you back her special discount of 75% refund off of that $79.99.
Like I said, I want all of my money back, period. I don't want 75, 50. I want all of my money back, period. That's all I want.
Just hold the line for me one moment. I had an account refund of $79.99 and $29.99 going back into your card, ending in 1601. It may take up to 3 to 5 business days just to show up on your account. Is there anything else I may assist you with today?
That'll be all.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right.